You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian government has decided to offer £10,000 for the first successful flight from London to Australia.
At a time where transcontinental flights were believed impossible, a group of young Australians defied the odds and shaped the future of aviation. In 1919, then-Australian Prime Minister Billy Hughes offered £10,000 for the first Australians in a British aircraft to fly from London to Darwin. Historian Tom Lockley says the competition was dubbed the Great Air Race.
It was by far the longest flight that had occurred to the time. It's been compared by one of the American historians for its impact with the journey to the moon. It was really world-breaking stuff.
On the snowy London morning of November 12, 1919, Captain Ross Smith and brother Lieutenant Keith Smith took off from Hounslow Heath Airport. Their aircraft was the Vickers Vimy, a converted World War I twin-engine fighter bomber. With mechanics Jim Bennett and Wally Shears, they navigated previously uncharted territory, completing landings and takeoffs in dangerous terrain, overcoming engine failures and mechanical issues to safely land in Darwin on December 10. To win the race, the men had to complete the journey in 30 days. They did it in 28. Their successful journey contributed to a rapid expansion of global aviation development, but it came at a cost. Of the six teams to enter, four crashed out, and two of those crews perished. Mike Parra says his father, battling Ray Parra, was the only other pilot to finish the race.
He was the first man to fly a single-engine aircraft from England to Australia in a time when single-engine aircraft just didn't fly that far. So the longest, probably, sector of the flight was from Dili to Darwin, and it lasted for 9 hours, and they didn't know if they would get through because the engine had never run for 9 hours before, and he had miscalculated the fuel flow. And he landed at Darwin, and they asked him to taxi to the dispersal point. He said, "I can't, I'm out of fuel."
Flying an Airco DH9 built by a furniture manufacturer and with a co-pilot who had never flown before, battling Ray departed from London a month after the Smith brothers landed in Darwin. Son Mike says it took the crew almost 7 months to reach Australian soil.
On the way, he lost his maps. So he most of the way as far as Calcutta, he navigated with a school atlas. He just wanted to get home under his own steam. And for that reason, even though he almost wrote the aircraft off three times, he rebuilt it and kept coming.
The men, then regarded as national heroes, are today largely forgotten. But those inspired by their feats are determined to ensure the important legacy lives on. Retired NASA astronaut Andy Thomas says he carried the pilot pins of the Smith brothers on his first space mission in 1996.
When I was a young kid, we used to go down to the airport and watch these giant aeroplanes take off and land. And one day we drove past the hangar that the Vimy was in, and you could see it on display, and I was absolutely spellbound. And I remember that history when I flew my first flight.
There are legacies of this great air race that many Australians would be unaware of. The founders of Qantas helped the Smith brothers navigate their way back to Adelaide after landing in Darwin, in part inspiring the men to establish the now famous airline. It also led to a boom of international travel to Australia. And Powerhouse Museum curator Damien McDonald says the race forever shaped the history of the small Australian towns as the Smith brothers and their Vickers Vimy passed through.
There were big events when the Smith brothers would land in towns. It gave the town something to celebrate, and it also got them on the map. Of course, they had to build runways in them. And of course, there was a legacy of some of those turned into longer term runways and small airports.
Aviation has taken giant steps in the century since, with the technology and knowledge far superior today to what the men of the Great Air Race had access to. Mike Parra says that makes their feat enduring, not just in the history books of aviation, but of human resolve too.
It's meant to me in my challenges in life. I've never surrendered. I've had very serious challenges, and my father's legacy has meant I never surrender.
Omar Dabaj, SBS News.